file cabinets, drawers, mm-hmm. for clothes. What did you call that?
Bureau.
But a dresser then really should have a mirror.
A dresser should have a mirror.
Okay. And then in your living room, you have a large piece of furniture probably that maybe three people can sit on.
A divan. Divanette, we called it when I was growing up.
Okay. Did you have one of those?
Yes. We had that in the parlor.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's what I asked. What else did you have in the parlor besides the divanette?
Let's see, there were, my grandmother, to start with, we had a five-piece living room suit that was there when my mother and daddy started housekeeping. It was my grandmother. And it was more of a love seat. I don't really know what we called that, because it was smaller than what we called a divanette later. And it had a platform rocker and just straight chairs. We didn't have an organ. We had a table. I really have forgotten what we referred to it as. It was one of those little square tables with ball and claws. We didn't call it a library table. But it had a name, but I've forgotten what it was.
A low table?
No, it's an average height with square. And it had a second shelf down underneath and turned legs and glass balls and the brass claws over. But I've forgotten what it was called. And then there was the album, you know, the family album, and we played with it and tore it up.
Yeah.
And it would have just been priceless today.
Sure.
And a box of pictures. The picture box was all decorated with tiny shells.
Mm-hmm.
And it had tintype, all kinds of pictures. A lot of real nice things that we just didn't value at the time.
Sure. What else? Do you know another word for divanette or
divan, couch?
Starts with an S.
Sofa.
Yeah, that's the pronunciation. Is there any houses around here that you ever seen that had a kind of a little alcove containing a bed in the bedroom? I mean, just kind of a little thing off.
No.
And the things over on a window now don't have any in here, and I don't know if you had them when you were growing up, on rollers, things that you pull down over a window.
The window shade?
Yeah. Did you have those all the time when you were, I didn't know when they, thing you hang your clothes up in the bedroom, was something built in.
Well, we didn't have any wardrobes or closets. We hung outside. We stretched, upstairs stretched a string from, you know, catty-cornered.
Do you make a clear distinction between a wardrobe and a closet? Are those two?
To me, a wardrobe is for clothes. A closet can be sort of a catch-all.
Is a wardrobe though built in? I mean, it's a part of it. I mean, there's a door on the wall that you open up and it's.
Yes. Now I don't know that that's we call a ship robe. The piece of furniture
The
movable piece of furniture.
But the wardrobe to you is
the wardrobe to me is a fixed.
The wardrobe and the closet then those are really the same thing. But it could be the same. Could be the very same thing. But if you use it exclusively for clothes, you'd call it a wardrobe. And if you use it for other things, you'd call it a. That's interesting. Now the part up above, the living quarter. Was that, you didn't talk about the second floor of that house.
I didn't draw the second floor.
No,
should I draw the second floor?
The second floor.
Most interesting, it had beautiful wallpaper, but four